It's just after dawn in northern Australia's Kakadu National Park. This is the tropical part of Australia. And these are the sounds of the various creatures that inhabit the billabong, the big swamp in Kakadu National Park. Now, this sounds like an actual field recording, and in a sense it is, but it's also a symphony in the sense that somebody has pieced these sounds together. That somebody is Les Gilbert, who went into the Kakadu billabong and recorded all of these sounds and then took them into the studio and layered them together into what he calls a natural symphony. The result is an album called Kakadu Billabong. Kakadu spelled K-A-K-A-D-U. And what he does is to give us an organized sound, which, after all, is the most basic definition of music, of Kakadu National Park as the sun is coming up and the creatures are stirring. This, on the other hand, is music where the human agency is a bit more obvious. Using the Australian didgeridoo, this is Adam Plack and Johnny White Ant Soames, also recorded in the north of Australia, performing a traditional eagle totem of the Aboriginal tribes of that part of the country. On this edition of New Sounds, we'll be listening to some music that really derives directly from the landscape of Australia. We've done programs in the past of new music from Australia, but this time around, we're really focusing on music that reflects the striking landscapes of Australia. The tropical swamps and rainforest of the north, the vast arid plains of the center with their infrequent tracks or song lines, and even more infrequent rivers and streams, and then the lush southeast, where there are, again, a series of large and important national parks, all of them celebrated in music by Australian groups like Coolangubra and Shoalhaven Rise, both of which are named after major features of the Australian landscape. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you'll stay with us for a program that is not so much about music as it is about the land that inspired it. Here's Adam Plack and Johnny White Ant Soames to get us started with Eagle Totem on New Sounds. Thank you. It's a group called Shoalhaven Rise. It's also the name of a place in southeastern Australia, a protected land, beautiful place. There's actually a photo of Shoalhaven Rise on the cover of one of the other Australian bands that we'll be listening to in just a while. But Shoalhaven Rise, the group, consists of Riley Lee, noted shakuhachi player, that's the Japanese flute, Michael Askell, leading Australian percussionist, and Michael Atherton, a longtime Australian musician and musicologist, and we heard a piece called Mangrove Hocket from the album Shoalhaven Rise. And we also heard some music from Adam Plack and Johnny White Ant Soames. Adam, an Anglo-Australian, and Johnny, a native Australian, Aboriginal musician, didgeridoo player from the north. And we heard the Eagle Totem from their album Dawn Until Dusk. And in the background, more of Dawn at the Kakadu National Park in northern Australia. Les Gilbert's natural symphony called Kakadu Billabong, which you'll hear coming and going throughout the course of the program. This edition of New Sounds, once again, not just new music from Australia, but specifically music that seems to grow out of the landscape of Australia, which is as distinctive as the flora and fauna of that island nation. And so you've got strange outcroppings of rock that materialize out of nowhere. You have these long stretches of arid waste and then lush swamps or billabongs that are just teeming with life. And so a lot of these pieces that we're hearing incorporate the sounds of those places and those animals. Ron Nagorka is an Australian composer who lives off the mainland on the island of Tasmania and has released a number of records that feature the sampled sounds of the various birds and crickets and cicadas that he hears right outside his house on a mountainside in Tasmania. One of those records is called Secret Places, which is very much along the lines of Les Gilbert's piece, this cockadoo billabong work you're hearing, in that he takes recordings of all these natural sounds and puts them on a grid and maps them out and organizes them in a musical way, the difference here being that he then adds genuine instruments, recognizable keyboards and things like that. But his score, which he includes with this CD, is... Ooh, felt like ducking for a moment there. Something big just flew by. Just another moment in sound from dawn at Kakadu National Park in Australia. Anyway, so he put this grid in the liner notes to the CD, and you can follow along with which animal, which bird, which Tasmanian devil, which possum appears in which minute of which piece. Kind of fun to follow along with as you listen to the work. This excerpt is called Requiem. It comes from Secret Places, music from Tasmania by Ron Nagorka on New Sounds.
Thank you.
Music from Tasmania, from Ron Nagorka, Australian composer who lives on a mountainside surrounded by birds and crickets and cicadas and possums and uses those sounds both on tape and fed into his sampling keyboards at various spots on this record as well. Secret Places is the name of it. It's subtitled Music from the Sounds of Tasmania. And on this edition of New Sounds, we are listening to music from the sounds of Australia, music that is directly based on the land and the creatures that inhabit it. And when we continue, we'll hear some music from Steve Roach, an American electronic musician, performing with a noted Australian didgeridoo player, namely David Hudson, and capturing the sounds of the corroborees, the men's gatherings of the northern Aborigines. We'll also hear Australia's leading classical composer, Peter Sculthorpe, and a work that that takes its inspiration from a particular rock outcropping near Kakadu National Park. And we'll hear more sounds from that place as well. As we continue, I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, the Komungo is the traditional zither of Korea. The Gyeomungo Factory is an updated take on the Komungo instrument and its various repertoire possibilities. This is new music for this traditional Korean zither. We'll get a chance to hear this. We'll get a chance to hear its Japanese counterpart, the Koto, actually in a recording by David Bowie. And Laraji, who had a kind of ambient music hit in the early 80s when he teamed up with Brian Eno to record an album of his meditations and dances for zither. So all of that and more coming up tomorrow night at 11 on our next New Sounds. And on Wednesday night, we're at Merkin Hall, the New Sounds live concert series pairing with the Ecstatic Music Festival. And this Wednesday night, Richard Reed Parry from the band Arcade Fire, and also a member of the Bell Orchest, will join Ryan Lott, a.k.a. Sun Lux, whose album I really liked, made my top 10 last year, and the chamber music group known as Y Music, all of them part of the Ecstatic Music Festival New Sounds Live festivities this Wednesday night at Merkin Hall. Details on our website, wnyc.org/newsounds. This is New Sounds number 3127, music from the landscape of Australia and the sounds of Kakadu National Park, the Kakadu Billabong recording by Les Gilbert, again in the background, the layered and organized sounds of dawn in the huge swamp in the north of Australia, this tropical rainforest slash national park that Les Gilbert traveled to and made these recordings in. The next piece that we'll hear is from Steve Roach, David Hudson, and Sarah Hopkins. Roach is an American synthesizer player. David Hudson is an Aboriginal player of the didgeridoo, and Sarah Hopkins is an Australian cellist whose works often involve kind of sonic landscapes. They incorporate things like whirlies, you know, the plastic tubes that you wave over your head and they produce a kind of wind-driven sound, which, of course, is an apt description of the didgeridoo. It is a wind-driven sound. It's driven by the sound of, by the force of the player's breath. And you'll hear both of them helping out Steve Roach in this piece called Red Dust and Sweat. There are also various field recordings, mostly, if memory serves, from the northern Aboriginal tribes that dot this piece and this album. The album, appropriately, is called Australia, Sound of the Earth. Red Dust and Sweat is the name of this piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's music from the album Australia, Sound of the Earth, collaboration between the American synth player Steve Roach, the Australian Aboriginal musician David Hudson, who plays the didgeridoo, and the Australian cellist and sound artist Sarah Hopkins. Red Dust and Sweat, the name of that piece, incorporating some field recordings from Australia as well. Quite a lot of them dotting the sonic landscape on this record. Australia, Sound of the Earth. And this New Sounds program featuring the sound of Australia, reflected in music and reflected in something akin to music, once again in this piece by Les Gilbert called Kakadu Billabong, his recordings of the various animals at dawn in Kakadu National Park. And this is not a case of Les Gilbert standing knee-deep in the swamp with a pair of microphones held aloft. This is a very carefully constructed symphony, really, of different layers of the different birds and turtles and gators and whatnot that inhabit this huge tropical national park in northern Australia. In a moment, that'll give way to some music from Australia's best-known composer, Peter Sculthorpe, who occupies a place in Australian music sort of akin to Aaron Copland here in the States, which is to say, he is the guy who found a way to create an Australian classical music sound, sometimes incorporating the didgeridoo, sometimes not, but almost always looking at the land and the people and, you know, trying to reflect that in his work. In fact, Sculthorpe has written a whole Kakadu series, a group of pieces inspired by Kakadu National Park. One of them is called Little Norlanji, and it is the name of the smaller of two rock outcroppings. The other, obviously, is Big Norlanji in Kakadu National Park. And while it is ostensibly for symphony orchestra, that orchestra includes some sonic surprises, as you'll hear in the recording by the Sydney Symphony Orchestra and conductor Ado DeVart. So that music by Peter Sculthorpe will follow this kind of natural music from the Kakadu National Park, and obviously we can hear the birds and the other animals, but we can't hear the rocks, and for that we'll turn to Peter Sculthorpe and this Little Norlanji piece on tonight's edition of New Sounds. Thank you. From Peter Sculthorpe, who many would call the first truly Australian composer, that is a piece called Little Norlanji, the name of a rock outcropping inside of Kakadu National Park, and part of a whole series of Kakadu pieces that Sculthorpe composed. That's spelled K-A-K-A-D-U, and once again, we're hearing the recording Kakadu Billabong in the background from Les Gilbert. Series of recordings that he made over a couple of days, pieced together the way a conventional composer would do with conventional notes, except that Les is using the sounds of these various animals recorded in the Kakadu swamp, the billabong there in the national park, and piecing them together into what he terms a natural symphony. And when we continue, we'll hear some music from a group called Kulungubra, which is also the name of another national park, this one in the southeastern part of Australia. We'll hear some of their music, and we'll bring back the duo of Adam Plack and Johnny White Ant Soames using the sounds of the Australian didgeridoo as we continue with a program of music drawn from the landscape of Australia on this edition of New Sounds. As always, a playlist is available for this edition of New Sounds to tell you what we're hearing and where you can find some of this music for yourself. You can email us and ask for playlist number 3127. Our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org. Or just go to the New Sounds page of our website to find this program, which you can hear anytime you like. Playlists, podcasts, a place for comments, lots to do and to see, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Those links are on the page as well. That's wnyc.org/newsounds. Up next is another recording by Adam Plack and Johnny White Ant, Johnny White Ant Soames, to give him his full name. This one's called Winds of Warning, and from it we'll hear their portrait of the river, which is something you don't take for granted in much of Australia. We'll follow that with the group called Kulungubra and the album Kulungubra, named after the national park Kulungubra. That's in the southeast of Australia. This is a group that actually is a trio of acoustic instruments. They don't incorporate a whole lot of found sound or anything, but there is that connection to the land, right in the very name of the band. So Kulin Gubra, following this music from Adam Plack and Johnny White Ant Soames on New Sounds.
Thank you.
This piece is called Storm Coming, and it's by the Australian trio called Coolangubra from the album Storm Coming, which sports on the cover a beautiful photo of a thunderstorm over Coolangubra, this protected area of southeastern Australia, which is just almost shockingly beautiful. The trio performing a little bit of the title track from their album, Storm Coming. And before that, we heard some more music with a direct connection to the Australian landscape. The River by Adam Plack and Johnny White Ant Soames, who plays the didgeridoo. In his case, a northern aboriginal version of the instrument. And we've been listening on this edition of New Sounds to an hour of works drawn directly from the sounds and the sights of the Australian landscape. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds.